This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, pet lovers. Welcome to Best Bets for Pets. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. So, you know, a lot of people are now, we're buying our pets premium food. Our dogs are eating, you know, raw, they're eating fresh. It's a whole new world out there. Well, wait till you meet my guest today. He invented a product that does it all for you, and it's quite incredible. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss this.
You know the expression? Cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Matt Carroll. He is the co-founder and CEO of operations of Chef Paw. Welcome, Matt.
Thank you for having me here. I'm really excited to be on Pet Life Radio.
I'm so excited to have you. Can you share a little bit about your background?
Well, yeah, I grew up in Manhattan Beach, California, and went to the University of California at Santa Barbara. And I knew pretty fast that what I wanted to do was something around pets. My dog specifically, I wanted to make life better for dogs. And shortly after graduating college, my Labrador had a bad ear infection, and I invented a tool to solve it and got a patent on that. It's an ear applicator for ear medicines and ear cleaners. And I thought that's just the perfect way to start a business around an actual need and a unique, innovative product. So me and my best friend at the time, we created InnoVet Pet Products, and that was 2005. And since then, we've been using the needs and the problems that our pets encountered where there wasn't a better solution. And we use those as opportunities to try and find innovations and try and make things better for our own pets. And that's what's led us to success. And that's what led us about 3 years ago to get into the pet food market in an incredibly unique way. And that's how Chef Paw got created.
Okay, thank you for that. And now let's talk about Chef Paw. Kind of briefly, because we're going to go into more detail, but so people know what we're talking about, if you can kind of describe it as well, that would be great.
Oh, yeah. So Chef Paw is the first of its kind at-home dog food maker, and it cooks and it mixes, and it's about the size of a blender. It's a countertop appliance. It doesn't use up too much electricity, and you just put the fresh ingredients in it, ingredients from any grocery store. Turn the machine on, and 40 minutes later, you have 6 pounds of cooked and mixed dog food. And we developed an app, too, that comes along with it to give people a thorough guide, step-by-step, of how to add ingredients into the machine, because the machine has a built-in scale. And so it really makes everything streamlined and straightforward.
So we're going to talk more about this later, but you really thought this out. Chef Paw, there's a scale. It does it all in one, you know, chops the ingredients, cooks the ingredients, weighs the ingredients. I mean, it's really user-friendly. Is that what you were thinking when you came up with it? We have to do everything all in one?
Well, yeah. The original inspiration behind it was I've been on a quest ever since I had my own dog in 2000. I've been on a quest to find the best dog food. And over years and years, that led me to fresh store-bought dog food. And then I noticed that what my really active Labrador was not able to get enough calories. I was having to feed him large, really large portions, which I felt dangerously large portions. And then my other dog, a bulldog, he developed food allergies. And so I needed to find a way to customize that fresh food. And so that's where I started going down a quest of trying to see how can I recreate the best store-bought fresh foods and customize them really, really easily. So when I suspected that my bulldog was allergic to chicken, I put him on a novel protein diet that had definitely no chicken in it. And then once after being on the novel protein diet for 2 months and that resolved all of his symptoms, I used our original prototype Chef Paw machines to change one ingredient at a time in his recipe in order to identify which foods he was allergic to and how to customize it. And we actually started off making unreasonably large machines that were making like 100 pounds of dog food at a time. But once we nailed down the proof of concept and the recipes that we were developing cured my bulldog's skin allergies and his food allergies and got my Labrador enough energy to where he could have a normal size meal and be gaining weight. Then we knew we were really onto something, and we began working on scaling the prototype machines down to the smallest that they could be and be really effective and make a decent size batch quickly. And that's where we settled with the current Chef Paw machine making 6 pounds in 40 minutes.
Okay. We're going to talk more about how it actually works and the app on our second half, but a few more questions. So thank you. That was great information on how it came about. What if you buy fresh food, but your dog doesn't have allergies, is not super active? Because most dogs are not too active, but some are, but most are not. So for the average dog at home, what is the benefit of making your own dog food versus, let's take it a step further, say you're not buying fresh versus canned and dry food together? A lot of people do wet food, some do wet and dry. Fewer, I think, from my experience, do just dry. So what are the benefits just making your own food versus buying canned and everything? I mean, prices have gone up for dog food like double in the last 3 years.
Oh, yeah. 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 Tell me about it. That was the second motivator behind it, was the price. I was spending over $1,000 a month for two average sized dogs. And that was really bad. And I mean,
wait, for fresh food, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And all that aside, the first real benefit is their poops. Their poops becoming easy to pick up. I'm sure a lot of pet parents out there have encountered the horrible situation where you switch to a new food, whether it's fresh or dry or canned, and their bowels don't react to it well, and it makes an absolute mess. And especially if you have more than one dog, then the first dog makes a mess, the second dog steps in it, and then it's just chaos. And So that is one of the things we're very proud of, is with our recipes, dogs get perfect poops right off the bat. There's little to no transition that's needed to go from dry food or canned food over to our recipes. And that's one of my favorite things about it, really, that I don't have to, the messes that I've avoided.
So wait, so if there's good poops, that means that they're digesting it without a lot of issues.
Oh yeah. Thanks for bringing that up. That was the other thing that I noticed too, is hands down, fresh food was better than all the dry and canned foods out there. I was noticing that no matter how expensive of fresh foods I was buying, the dogs were having irregular bowel movements, and you could see half of the ingredients in their poop undigested because it's either undercooked or too large of pieces were not, you know, cut into small enough pieces. Yeah. So it was a combination of spending $1,000 a month on the best store-bought dog food that I could get, plus seeing them making a mess of, you know, when they're pooping everywhere, and then seeing that they're not digesting a lot of those ingredients that I'm paying top dollar for. And so part of the original mission with the Chef Paw was make sure that it's, you know, it's not enough to just have fresh food. It needs to be cooked perfectly. And, you know, so that it's digestible. And the flip side of that is it's got to be not overcooked. So many of the foods out there are overcooked, whether it's fresh or, I mean, kibble by definition is overcooked, but a lot of the fresh foods out there, and when people make homemade foods too, they tend to overcook it. And that comes with its own set of problems.
Let me ask you this. What about raw, which I'm going to try to keep my opinion out of that. But I'm passionate about my opinion on raw food. But what about raw? Because I've had a lot of guests recently and learned a lot about raw. And a lot of people think raw is the way to go. But, you know, Chef Paul cooks the food.
Yeah, that's a good point. We cook at a very low temperature. So I think the raw diet is great. It's really great. It's a tremendous improvement. And I really applaud people that try it. But for every 5 people that we've talked to who say that they're on the raw diet and they really like it, we come across 10 people who say that they tried the raw diet and had a horrible experience with it. And that horrible experience usually winds up at some point being like a salmonella contamination that gets the dog very sick or their children very sick. And so basically the Chef Paw recipes in the machine, it's designed to take all the benefits of raw and just cook it just enough so that you've sanitized it and eliminated any harmful bacteria. And to that end, people, you know, still said there are a lot of people that would say, hey, you know, any cooking at all is going to destroy nutrients.
That's not true.
Well, yeah, on some level, as you heat, there are things that will break down. But to prove that once and for all, a few months ago, we sent in samples of our primary recipe. We have over 40 recipes, but our recipe number one, we sent it in to get tested. We made one batch of it with our machine, but we didn't cook it and we just blended it. Our machine has many different speeds. It can mix really gently and make it chunky, or you can turn up the mixing speed and blend it to a complete puree if needed. So we took one batch and just blended it, no heat, no cooking whatsoever, and then sent that in for testing, and then made an identical batch and blended it up just as much, but cooked it at the normal Chef Paw cooking temperatures, which is 100 C or 212 degrees Fahrenheit. And what happens is when it's cooked in the Chef Paw machine, the food is really only encountering temperatures that are above about 160 Fahrenheit for the last 10 minutes of the cooking cycle. So the food's only encountering low temperature cooking only for a few minutes toward the end of the cooking cycle. And it's just enough to soften things like carrots and sweet potatoes and rice, but it's not enough to break down nutrients. And so we sent in the second sample of the cooked and blended recipe. We were surprised to find that I expected to find like at least a little bit of a breakdown. There was virtually none. There was less than 2% moisture loss from the cooking, and there was virtually no caloric loss. There were even things like some carbohydrates were increased because starches were converted over. And, you know, we tested for zinc amounts and iodine amounts and vitamins and all that, and it didn't break down. There was no statistically appreciable breakdown of any of the nutrients when you cook with our Chef Paw machine.
So I was right. I love to be right, but I didn't really know that I was right. But I understand what you're saying. And you hit on it when you said about raw. That's one thing that bothers me, is that there's bacteria in raw. Mm-hmm. So I'm not discounting raw, but there's bacteria. So you have to be aware of that.
Yeah.
We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Molly, here's your dinner. Zeus, that's not your food.
Don't let that happen to your precious cat. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and conveniently located on the cat tree. It's the perfect way to eat. It's a beautiful wrought iron tray that easily attaches to your cat tree and keeps dogs and other critters out of your cat's dish. A must for multi-pet households. There's a 6-inch tray for large bowls and a 4-inch tray for smaller bowls. Purchase your Cat Tree Tray today. Go right now to cattreetray.com. That's cattreetray.com. cattreetray.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Matt Terrell. He is the co-founder and CEO of operations for Chef Paw. We had a very lively first part of the show, and I'm excited to get on to the second part. So we talked about the importance of Chef Paw, you know, what it does, the light cooking for the nutritional benefits are They're just, it seems like there's not much of a difference between raw and the Chef Paw cooking.
Yeah, just no, it's all the benefits of raw, but none of the risk of E. coli.
Very good. Is it similar to, okay, just so people have an idea, I haven't eaten red meat in more decades than I want to say, but is it similar to like maybe a rare steak where it's cooked a little bit so that it's safer to eat, but it's still, what would be a good visual as far as how lightly it's cooked?
Well, that all depends on what mixing speed you select. There's four different cooking mixing speeds to choose from. The first one is very gentle. It rotates very slowly, you know, maybe like 10 RPM. And the rotating blades, they're sharp on one side and dull on the other. And so what the basic number one speed setting does is it rotates toward the sharp blade direction for 30 seconds. And so it's doing very minor chopping and cutting and doing it slowly. And then every 30 seconds it stops and it reverses its direction. And so now the dull side of the mixing blade is pushing the food. And so there's no cutting there. It's just mixing everything around. So that has the effect of distributing the heat evenly across all the food. So it's not going to be like a steak that's even though it's low temp, it's not quite analogous to a steak that's cooked rare, because the steak's not getting cooked from the inside out. It's getting, for most cooking methods.
My analogy. Okay, what would it be similar to?
It would be similar to more like ground beef or in a stew. The main part of it is to make sure everything is cooked evenly. And most pets really like chunky food. So we really designed the machine to cook it at the lowest temperature possible and just get everything evenly cooked. I'm sure people that have tried cooking homemade before with like a pressure cooker or an Instapot, they've noticed that the food on the outsides of the bowl will be cooked, but then the food in the center is not cooked because there's no mixing going on in those devices. So yeah, unfortunately, blenders don't cook and Instapots don't mix. And right. So we've done the Chef Paw's primary achievement is to combine both of those mixing and cooking into one machine. But that's not enough to get a successful batch reliably without having to put a lot of thought into it. And that's where the Chef Paw app that we developed comes in.
I'm sorry to cut you off. It's exactly what I was going to ask you about. How does the app work? Because there's recipes in the app. There's some focus from the recipes on allergy, on nutrition, on renal health, on if you need low calorie.
Oh yeah, we've come up with a lot of recipes and they're all inspired by either my own pets, my family's pets, and our customers calling in and having a request. And I'm 100% certain that we're going to keep rolling out new recipes. I wouldn't be surprised if this time next year we don't have a couple hundred recipes in the app.
You think you'll ever have it recipes for cats?
Oh, yeah. In fact, people have been asking us that every single day. And the reason why I haven't released that yet is because the cats are formulating a homemade recipe for a cat is a little more complicated than for dogs or for humans or any other pets, really. So we wanted to have more nutritionists and veterinarians give their feedback on what that would need to be. And there's a kind of a universal sentiment amongst the nutritionists and the veterinarians that unlike the wide variety of dog recipes that we have for cats, it needs to be just a much narrower set, just two. So we've been working on it, and we actually just coincidentally sealed the deal with a board certified nutritionist to sign off and finalize two cat recipes. And we already, many months ago, we already finished the on the back end of the software and the app, we created the ability to add more species. And so it's all I have to do is flip a switch and cats will be an option on there. We're within just a couple of weeks, we're going to have the first two cat recipes turned on, and everyone will be able to use that.
I can't wait.
Thanks. I'm looking forward to it.
I tested Chef Paw, but my dogs are in doggy heaven. So I had to test it for my nephew dog, Charlie, and for Tilly, my friend dog. So, but cats, and my cats eat everything, even lettuce. Dennis likes lettuce. I don't get that. But or anything. All right. So earlier when we were first talking, Matt, you mentioned you can cook 6 pounds of food in 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think my dogs ate nearly that much in a day. What is the average? Isn't it like, what is the average size portion?
Well, the average size portion would probably be best defined by what the NRC calls what the NRC nutritional standards revolve around. And that's a 33-pound dog eating 1,000 calories a day. I don't know off the top of my head how many cups that is, but that's at least a week of food for the average dog.
So this is easier than going to the store. I mean, you have to go to the store to buy the ingredients, but then for a week. And is it best to have it frozen, or is it best to just, you can keep it fresh in your fridge for a week?
Yeah, there's such a wide variety of applications. There's a lot of people that have small dogs where the 6 pound batch would last a month. And so it's kind of excessive for them. And so they really opt to select the half batch option in the app. And because the app gives you, regardless of what batch size you choose, the app gives you, well, let me say, regardless of which batch size you choose and regardless of which recipe you choose, the app gives you step-by-step instructions on which ingredients to add and how much into the machine. And so a lot of people that have really small dogs, they opt to do the half batch option. And that half batch option will make 3.1 or 3.2 pounds in 20 minutes, sometimes 25, but and basically in double the speed. There's a lot of other people who want even more that have much larger dogs. And so they opt to do batches back to back and then refrigerate the portions. A lot of people don't know this, but there's actually a lot of benefit to cooling the food all the way down to refrigeration temperature before reserving it. There's for example, rice, when you cook it fully and then refrigerate it down, the starches get converted into what's called a resistant starch. And so that the resistant starches feed the good gut bacteria and tend to reduce insulin spikes. Besides that, we never want to feed our dogs food that's too hot. So it's always best to refrigerate first before serving it to them. And if you have excess food for your dog, made an excess number of batches, or you have a small dog, it's completely fine to freeze the food also.
Okay, freezing it and then, okay, so, and there's de-thaw and there you go. Okay, so it's basically as easy as looking at the recipe, buying the ingredients.
Yeah, and we've actually planned to take it a step further than that and make it even easier. You may have noticed in the app, when you select a recipe, there's a button called grocery list. And if you select that, it gives you a simple grocery list with check boxes next to each ingredient and a description of how much of each ingredient is needed in terms of grams or ounces or pounds, because you know some things in the store are sold in ounce sizes, others are sold in pound sizes. So makes everything really, really streamlined there. And we're not stopping at that though. We're planning on combining that grocery list function with a same day delivery network, such as Smart and Final or like a Misfit Foods. We're reaching out to those companies to get that arrangement done. But we've already laid all of the infrastructure for it on the back end in the app. It's ready to go. All we have to do is just get a same day fulfillment grocery store to let us send customers to them. We're not even going to take a cut of it in any way. We just want our customers to have the easiest way to fulfill their grocery list at home. So it would be ideal if you don't even have to go to the grocery store. You just open up the app, select which recipe you want to make, select the grocery list, and then select which ingredients you're short of, and then export that over to the Smart and Final or the same day delivery network, and then arrives at your door.
Can't beat that. Okay, we have a couple more minutes. Let's talk about cost, because I know my listeners, and I'm sure people are listening and saying, this sounds good, but it's probably going to cost a fortune. So I'm a big believer in how cost effective something is, because there are times I will buy something that's inexpensive and I use it once or twice and it goes in the garbage or it fails me. So what's the point? But sometimes if you spend the money on something, the effectiveness is worth it. So what's the cost of the Chef Paw?
Well, the upfront cost of the Chef Paw on sale is going to be $5.99 right now. And we also have the firm payment method, where you can break that down into monthly payments of, I believe, $49. But it pays for itself incredibly fast. In my circumstance, with just a Labrador and a Bulldog, even if I didn't own the company and I wasn't the inventor of this and I was just buying it at full retail price, it would pay for itself. Because like I said, I was spending $1,000 a month at Just Food. I don't want to say the name of the company. I was spending $1,000 a month and on what I felt was the best possible store-bought food and still having a major problem with it. In my specific case, it pays for itself in just a few weeks. The average person, the machine would pay for itself in a few months.
With the average, so say if it's somebody that really wants to do, you know, something different for their dogs, they're going from canned to fresh. So probably for canned, they were probably spending cost of groceries today, probably about, we'll say a 40-pound dog, close to the 33, probably about, what, $40 a month?
Well, yeah, I really like that there's one common denominator behind all the dog foods and the regular foods and what we're used to, and that's cost per pound. I really like breaking everything down into cost per pound. That way you can have an apples for apples comparison of all the different food options. So the average kibble is going to cost about $1 a pound. The best kibble can get up to about $1.50 or even $2 a pound. Canned food starts out a little bit higher than that. But fresh store-bought food, you can't really find it for under $2 a pound. And the average store-bought fresh food's going up to $4, $5. Some of them are even $10 to $20 a pound. And we're not talking about like some exotic venison or, you know, some tuna. It's just store-bought dog food.
Well, I have a comment, because you didn't say the name. I'm not going to say any names either. But when you said $1,000 a month, for people that are listening that are going, really? This was about a year ago, and I saw a dog food this is when Mr. Z was still around. No, it was longer than, this was for Nikki, sorry. So I was looking at this brand and what it would cost. And this is for a 13-pound dog. He was 13 or 14 pounds. It was close to $300 for one. That was a year or so ago. So $1,000 is not.
Yeah, and it didn't start out at $1,000 per month. All these fresh food companies, they give you deals to get you in, and then it's not until like a month into it, and your dog's used to that food, and then the discounts and the deals stop, and you get the real price, and the real price is always shocking, and they do a really good job of obfuscating what the cost per pound is. They'll say, "Oh, we're gonna be sending you 12 meals for $59," and then you're like, "Wait a minute! Each meal is a couple ounces, so you're talking a few pounds." So like, you know, and then all of a sudden you realize, "Wait a minute! I just paid $59 for 3 pounds of food." We get that a lot from our customers, and really the only way is to look at it as cost per pound. And so in our app, when you select a recipe, it shows you what the average cost is going to be. And, obviously we can't tell you what the price is exactly going to be because it depends on what store you're going to, but we show the average price in there. And now the average price for our recipes is in the $2 range. We have some, we want to be extending Chef Paw into working with shelters and getting shelter dogs to be able to have good quality, fresh dog food that is free of all the typical allergies. So we'll have the best possible reaction to the widest variety of dogs. And to that end, we needed to make a really affordable recipes specifically for shelters. We call it the Econ Dog recipe set. I have four different Econ Dog recipes that we've made. They are down to, they're under $1.50 a pound.
Wow. How about lasting? You know, because people listening might say, wow, $600, and you're going to give me a good, honest answer for this. How durable is Chef Paw?
The original two prototypes of the current machine that we're selling right now, I've been using it myself for 2.5 years and trying everything I could to find a way to break it. I use it outdoor in my front yard when it rains. I do all kinds of things to get them to break. They haven't. We have a 2-year warranty on the machine. And in another year from now, if things keep going on this track, we'll probably extend it out to a 3-year warranty. But I'm very, very confident that a 2-year warranty is going to be make plenty of sense for us. And we're keeping our return rate and our warranty rate under 1%.
That's
so
wonderful.
It's really phenomenal.
So is that available on your website or on the app?
There's information available on that on the website. And in the app, when people select recipes, they can choose between our 40 different suggested recipes. They can customize those recipes themselves in any way that they want. And then there's community inspired recipes. So anyone who makes their own recipe in our app or customizes one of our recipes in the app, they have the ability to share it with the community. And then it goes into community inspired recipes. And then the fourth option is custom veterinary created recipes. So you can, if you select that, you can reach out to our nutritionist and have a recipe made specifically just for your pet's conditions.
That's fantastic. Where can people buy Chef Paw?
Chefpaw.com. If you Google dog food maker, you will come up at the top there because there's nothing else like it. But chefpaw.com is the best way.
It's incredible. And I'm more of a baker than a cook. And it was easy, so easy to use. Matt, I want to thank you so much for coming on Best Bets for Pets. I wish you amazing success with Chef Paw.
Thank you so much. It was great being here. Great talking to you.
Great talking to you too. Hey, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the show. Please be sure to check out chefpaw.com. This is phenomenal if you feed your dog fresh food. If you feed your dog, which of course all of you do, right? So check this out. This is a great product. Yes, the cost up front is a little high, but it is well worth it and very cost effective. So chefpaw.com. Thanks to my guest, Matt, for coming on Best Bets for Pets. And thanks to my testers, Charlie and Tilly. They had a great time eating what I created. And I'm not a good cook. I'm okay. But it was so simple to make. So I had a great time. So check it out, chefpaw.com. So thanks again to my testers. Thanks to my feline crew, Dennis, Molly, and Charlotte. I will be testing some cat recipes at some point that you guys will get to try out. Thanks to everyone listening to Best Bets for Pets. I really appreciate your time. And thanks to my producer, Mark Winter, for working his magic and making me and my guests sound amazing. Now remember, keep listening. You never know what we're going to have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.